Hong Kong protests. Hong Kong has not seen a protest on this scale for years, with tens of thousands turning out at one point. The numbers have since fallen, but some 9,000 reoccupied Mong Kong on the 17th of October. Those on the streets have been angered by the Chinese government's ruling on who may stand as a candidate in elections for Hong Kong's leader due in 2017. At the heart of this is a civil disobedience movement launched by democratic activist Occupy Central. When China made its ruling, Occupy Central promised demonstrations. Then students in Hong Kong began a separate class boycott in late September, and when they broke into a main government compound on the 26th of September, Occupy kicked off its campaign early. The police use of tear gas on supporters on the 29th of September further fueled protesters' anger. The initial sit-in at the Central District led to more protests at Causeway Bay and Mong Kong, and a fourth site opened up at Canton Road days later. Protesters have since called for the resignation of Chief Executive C.Y. Luing for his handling of the situation, but the Chinese government has publicly pledged its support of his administration through the Chinese Communist Party newspaper People's Daily. Tens of thousands of ordinary Hong Kong residents took to the streets, mostly young, but pensioners and young families were also seen among those protesting. Occupy Central said there is no single group in charge of the protest, and that people refused to disperse even when they asked them after the police let off tear gas canisters. Hong Kong rallies are generally peaceful and well-organized. But as Hong Kong's policies has become more polarized, so protesters have become more confrontational. Most witnesses report a peaceful, co-cooperation atmosphere, but police have used tear gas and batons on occasions. Occupy Central insists it is a non-violent movement, but the rapid growth of the student-led campaign could also change the dynamic. Public protests play an important role in Hong Kong. Locals have free speech and the right to protest, even though they cannot directly elect their government. And they have used this right to effect in the past. A controversial national security law known as Article 23 was proposed in 2002, but dropped after a large protest the following year. More recently, the government was forced into a U-turn on patriotic education classes. The size and passion of these protests have taken observers by surprise, but the demands strike at the very heart of the nature of Beijing authority. Demanding full democracy would radically change how Hong Kong is governed, and China is unlikely to cave in on this. It would be seen as a dangerous precedent.